You're listening to SBS News.
Working on a vaccine against the COVID-19 pandemic, a team of scientists at the University of Queensland have been busy since January, and tests on mice have delivered hope. Lead researcher Dr. Keith Chappell has worked tirelessly.
We take the blood from the mice and then analyse that using techniques in the lab, mixing it with the live virus and looking for its ability to prevent it from infecting cells is the main one, and that's a technique that's used all around the world. What was amazing to see was that the amount of antibodies produced in the mice that neutralised the virus was much higher in our vaccine than has been seen in most recovered patients who have experienced the disease.
Dr. Chappell is pleased with how the antibodies produced in the mice kill the virus.
So that gives us a good indication that this vaccine should work and should provide a greater level of protection than being exposed to the virus.
It's an important first step, but one of only many. Next, the vaccine will be shipped to a biosecurity lab in the Netherlands for what is known as a protection study, taking 6 to 8 weeks. Hamsters and ferrets are given the vaccine and, once immunised, are exposed to the virus to see how they react. Team member Professor Trent Munro explains it's a vital part of the process.
So it's always challenging to think about animal studies because, you know, it's just one of those essential things that we need to really do to understand, to make sure that, one, we've got, you know, the required type of activity of this vaccine, and two, that it's going to be safe. So these are kind of unavoidable experiments.
It's all part of the global effort to contain COVID-19. More than 100 vaccines are currently in development around the world, and between 10 and 20 are showing promise, using old and new technologies, or a mix of both, such as the project at the University of Queensland.
And then there's vaccines like ours, which use a part of the virus, an engineered part that we can produce. So it's a very safe way of making a vaccine. It's sort of similar to what was done, for example, for Gardasil. What's different is that we're using some technology developed here at UQ called the molecular clamp, where we can join it onto the part of the virus. And we think that gives us some specific advantages around the stability of this vaccine, so that we have a really robust immune response and we have a really good vaccine at the end of the day.
While COVID-19 has claimed more than 200,000 lives globally in just a few months, Dr. Chappell says one advantage is it's not mutating as quickly as some viruses.
This virus does not evolve nearly as quickly as something like flu, and it's a very large protein, and we're generating antibodies to the whole protein. So to escape, it's very, very difficult to see that happening. We think we should provide broad spectrum protection against all strains that are around at the moment and that should emerge in the future.
No vaccine has ever been developed for a coronavirus. Professor Munro hopes to start clinical trials on humans in July, with a target date of some sort of functioning vaccine by September.
I think that's an incredibly ambitious goal. That's the goal we've been working to. But yes, I think that's, you know, that is a possibility if everything went to plan. Now, of course, that may not be fully tested. They may not be ready for distribution. So I'm not trying to give you caveats. I'm just trying to be realistic. But our goal was really to demonstrate at scale manufacturing in that type of time frame.
By the end of the year, they hope to prove not just that their vaccine works, but is also capable of being mass produced, called scalability. That's where the university will have to turn to industry partners, and where Dr. Chappell says the next challenge comes in.
It's a big difference to say, you know, we've got 1 million doses of vaccine in a bucket compared to in single-use syringes and ready to ship around the world, and all the ethics in line and approvals, and there's a lot of work to do in the next sort of 6 months to show that the vaccine works, to scale it up, to get it into vials, and to work out how it is best distributed and where it, how it gets to where it's needed most.